Namaste and welcome to our new episode of Freedom Chowtari podcast. As you know, Freedom Forum produces podcasts constantly on various issues such as press freedom, freedom of expression, RTI, media policies and laws, human rights and many more. Today in the podcast, we are focused on how taking measures to contain novel coronavirus, freedom of expression and press freedom are under threat. Also in this episode, we are discussing about violation cases that exactly represent status of online media outlets and of journalists in Nepal amid COVID-19 pandemic. Not only journalists, even civilians expressing their dissatisfaction through social media are arrested and charged as a criminal. It is said that during crisis, people need accurate information as much as water, food, medicine and shelter. As country is in lockdown, we are quarantined at home. But risking their life, journalists are in the field performing their duty to disseminate authentic information regarding situation. Instead of supporting journalists, they are in some cases threatened and having hostile environment for them in course of reporting. So at first, let's move forward with the article written by Kamal Dev Bhattrai, which however portrays current scenario about civil rights in Nepal. It was published in the Annapurna Express with headline, Drastic COVID-19 Measures Could Curtail Civil Rights in Nepal. Countries the world over, including Nepal, are opting for lockdowns to contain the spread of novel coronavirus, COVID-19, often with considerable public support. Many governments have assumed emergency powers to do so. This, in turn, has fueled fears that rulers with autocratic bent could use the pandemic to cement their rule and silence critics. For instance, to contain the contagion, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has assumed extraordinary powers to rule by decree. The decree, among other things, allows the Prime Minister power to control the media. Rights group warned the country could be headed towards a full-blown dictatorship. Around the world, measures to contain the coronavirus are threatening liberal values and basic principles of democracy, says political analyst Sri Krishna Anirudh Gautam. The other tendencies in evidence during the pandemic are further cementing of nationalist sentiments and emboldening of anti-globalization forces. In Nepal, some government decisions have already raised eyebrows. It decided to let Nepal Army import essential materials to fight coronavirus after a private company assigned the duty failed to do so. Why do we need an elected government? Many question. If all vital government duties are to be passed on to the army. Even top leaders of the ruling Nepal Communist Parties are unhappy with the lack of consultations in dealing with COVID-19 and with the prevalence of security forces on vital national issues, which they reckon could threaten civil supremacy. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is yet to summon a joint meeting of ruling and opposition leaders, which belies his assertion that the anti-corona measures of the federal government have broad political support. The government has also stalled the parliament's winter session, which is known as the bill session. In the absence of parliamentary scrutiny, it can now issue decrees to get things done. The next session of parliament is the budget session. As corona is an urgent issue, the government can summon a special session of parliament before that. And if big gatherings are a problem, the parliament can meet virtually as is being done in some other countries. The only government has thus far refrained from such innovative measures. Taranath Dahal, Executive Director of Freedom Forum, a think tank on civil, political and media rights, says he has repeatedly drawn the attention of the Speaker of the Federal Lower House Agni Sapkota that there should be continuous and consistent parliamentary oversight over government functioning during the pandemic. Now the country is operating on the basis of government decrees. There is also a question mark over the constitutional validity of the lockdown, even though it may be justified from a public health perspective. The Hal says, it is vital that the parliament continues to function, especially during a national crisis. The judiciary can help with check and balance, but its functioning too is limited. Currently, all courts, Supreme, High, District are hearing only urgent cases. Similarly, the National Human Rights Commission, a constitutional rights watchdog, has been almost comatose during the coronavirus lockdown. In such a void, it is easy for the government to try to accumulate power and suppress dissent, according to the Hal. Take the recent fiasco with the online news portal KathmanduPress.com. The portal's developer remotely accessed the website's backend and deleted an article critical of the Prime Minister's advisors. Reportedly, the Prime Minister's inner circle had put pressure on the IT company to delete the article, even though this has not been independently verified. In another development, Press Council Nepal has blocked over a dozen online news portals on the ground that they were publishing fake news and misleading the public. Though some of those portals did indeed post news of questionable nature, observers say the Press Council does not have a right to block them, which sets a dangerous precedent. In his address to the country on April 7, Prime Minister Oli doubled down on critics, arguing that some people were trying to mischievously defend the government even though it was doing a good job in controlling the spread of coronavirus. Freedom House, a US-based global think tank, has called on governments across the world to protect civil, political, and media rights during and after the pandemic. Criminal penalties for distributing false information are disproportionate and prone to arbitrary application and abuse. Instead, governments should counter any falsehoods by delivering clear, accurate, and up-to-date information, advises the think tank in its guidelines. But over the past 2 years, there have been multiple efforts to curtail media freedom in Nepal. 3 laws, Media Council Bill, Information Technology Act, and Special Services Act, have provisions that curtail media freedom and civil rights. In the name of controlling the pandemic, experts fear governments could also snoop on people's private information. China reportedly contained the coronavirus with the help of its overarching surveillance mechanism, says Gautam, the political analyst. Once upshot of such sweeping surveillance could be spying on and preying upon the government's adversaries, this will be a big threat to democracy. Since lockdown in Nepal, press freedom violation cases are growing, and it is also evident that journalists' right to free reporting is encroached in some extent. Now, here we present you some recent violation cases. Calicut-based reporter to the Annapurna Post National Daily, Vishnu Prasad Nepane, was issued death threat for writing news about misuse of ambulance by parliamentarians during lockdown. Since then, he has been receiving death threats and abusive messages through social media pages. He has also been receiving several threatening and abusive messages on his mobile phone from lawmakers' relatives. Another case is of Saqif Khan, a civilian who was arrested, turning to indecent behavior after he criticized police and politicians in the power by his Facebook page. Arrest of Saqif Khan for allegedly using swearing language at the police and the politicians. 22-year-old Khan from Kapilvastu, Mayadevi Rural Municipality 1, Pakadi, was held for writing post on his Facebook handle against people in power. The police and politicians in the power of Mayadevi Rural Municipality will all die of corona, Khan wrote, showing his dissatisfaction with how the COVID-19 situation was being handled by the government system. The inspector of area police office, Ganesh Subedi, said he will be charged under indecent behavior. Article 118 of the Muluki Criminal Code 2074 addresses the act of indecent behavior. Next case we have here is about misbehavior of mayor to the journalist in course of reporting. Eateries of Metropolitan City's Mayor Dwarik Lal Chowdhury misbehaved with eatery-based television journalist Rajan Kotwal while inquiring him about status of preparedness to the COVID-19 in eatery. Journalist Kotwal hosted a program related to spread of coronavirus, and on the same issue, he has talked to Mayor Chowdhury. At the time of crisis, instead of providing accurate information, Mayor Chowdhury aggressively responded to journalist and spoke foul words to him. Likewise, while reporting about lockdown, journalist is threatened by parliamentarian. It is another case where parliamentarian threatened journalist for reporting news about lockdown. Dhan Singh Pariyar, Karnali Province parliamentarian, threatened journalist Nagendra Upadhyay for reporting news about lockdown and its subsequent complication. Lawmaker Pariyar threatened journalist Upadhyay for covering the news entitled "Two Youths Stuck in Lockdown, Desperate to Get Their Destination." In the news story published on Nagrik Broadsheet Daily, Upadhyay had quoted the youth survivors as saying the parliamentarians whom they had voted to get elected did not lend them help at this time of crisis. The journal had also uploaded their videos on his Facebook post. Lawmaker Pariyar wrote a threatening message to the journalist through messenger application of Facebook for bringing bad name to his repute. We have other cases of violations too that has happened after the enforcement of lockdown in Nepal. Journalist at Jagran FM Nanda Kathiat was attacked by security officers in Surkhet. On duty officers attacked reporter Kathiat for defying lockdown, but he was heading towards his workstation to read the news. Even after showing his identity card, police officers pushed and kicked him. We have another case. It is the case of publisher editor of www.prabhavnews.com, a web-based news portal. Uttam Cholagai was issued death threat for publishing news critical to a political leader. The online portal is broadcasted from Khotang, a district in Province 1 of Nepal. Cholagai had published news about Nepali Congress chair Naresh Kumar Shrestha's obstruction to keep COVID-19 suspects in quarantine far away from community on his web portal. Following this, chair Shrestha had called him saying he will see the journalist in their next meeting. The next case is about security officials who obstructed journalists while reporting about health materials. Security officials at District Administration Office of Donkuta obstructed journalists to report about health materials received from social service organization. A total of 7 journalists were barred from reporting who were in the administration office premises for reporting about health materials handed to the District Crisis Management Committee. Now we have arrest case. Nepal police have arrested 2 youths from Kathmandu for spreading hoax against Prime Minister KP Oli and other political leaders. According to Nepal police headquarters, both of them were involved in distorting photos of Prime Minister and other political leaders and sharing on social media. A special team of police deployed from Cyber Bureau Kathmandu had detained 36-year-old Tara of Solukhumbu from Buddha Nilkantha, Kathmandu, and Raghu Shrestha aka Ram Kumar of Panauti Kavre. Tara was found to be doctoring the photo of Prime Minister Oli and other political figures, and Raghu was found to be distorting Prime Minister Oli's photo. Furthermore, police have started an investigation against them under Electronic Transaction Act for publishing and exhibiting content that is restricted by existing laws on electronic media, which is informed by Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police. It is not for the first time that authority has been suppressing citizens' right to freedom of expression, misusing the ETA. The incident is sheer misuse of authority to file the case under Electronic Transaction Act. Rather, the case could be filed under Civil Code. Now let's talk about another case. It is about Surya Thapa, press advisor of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, threatened General Secretary of Federation of Nepali Journalists Ramesh Bista over a statement which condemns pressure created to an online news portal to remove critical news against government. Bista, as General Secretary of FNJ, had issued a statement on behalf of the Umbrella Organization of Countries Working Journalists. After news was deleted from an online news portal, KathmanduPress.com, under pressure from Prime Minister's advisors. These are some incidents of violation recorded after enforcement of lockdown. However, above incidents show journalists are obstructed, threatened, and hostile in course of reporting. Also, civilians are detained for posting critical comments by social media platforms against authority, which are some example of deplorable status of press freedom and freedom of expression in Nepal surrounding COVID-19 pandemic. With this, we end our today's episode of Freedom Chowdhary podcast. Meanwhile, we also expect your critical and constructive comments on our podcast issues. Myself, Deepa Adhikari, signing out from this episode. Thank you for listening us.